This program is taking a break, so today's episode is a repeat.
Nandito rin naman po kami.
Tito Oscar.
And Tita Miriam. Here on 104.6 Planet FM, giving you inspirations, updates on Philippine news and events, and thoughts to live by. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Sa kahanginan. Nandito na naman tayo sa programa nato Pilipinas Mabuhay dili sa 104.6 Planet FM. Kining inyong pinangga, walang iba si Tito Oscar. Tita Miriam?
Good afternoon. Kumusta po kayong lahat dyan? Andito na naman po kami si Tita Miriam and Tito Oscar here on Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM from now 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. every Saturday night. Stay with us as we have some good reflections to share with you tonight. At kumusta po ang lahat ating mahal sa buhay? Mamahalin kita. Isn't it our pledge to all the people whom we love and care for? So be with us tonight. Kumusta po kayong lahat dyan? Kumusta ang lahat natin mga tagapagdangkilik sa ating programang itong Pilipinas Mabuhay? Kumusta ang inyong nakaraan na linggo? Busy-busy na ano, hindi ba? Malapit na ang Christmas. And then of course, we await the coming of the New Year. So stay with us tonight as we have beautiful reflections to share with you to end the season of Advent. And of course, welcome the coming New Year 2021. This is your Tita Miriam and you are here on 104.6 Panat FM, Pilipinas Mabuhay.
Hello, maing hapon sa ako mga kaigsunan sa kahanginan. Nandito na naman si Tito Oscar, ang gwapo ninyong kasama sa kahanginan. Welcome to 104.6 Planet FM, Pilipinas Mabuhay. Okay, Tita Miriam. Hey, Tita Miriam, no, requested song ni sa mga boys na to, mga Filipino boys, mga atong mga ano, same workers din sa Adiko.
And all OFWs, Tito Oscar.
Okay, isa OFW, Overseas Filipino Workers, mabuhay kayong lahat. I'm proud to be a Filipino.
Kaibigan, sa ating mga pamilya na andito sa New Zealand, and those of course who are far away from us, we pray and hope that things will go back to normal and that we can see each other sooner than later. So Merry Christmas sa lahat.
Okay, mayang Pasko sa tanan natong mga kaigsunan sa kahanginan. Ug kaibaw man ta nga maglisod sa biyahe na usa karon. So sugod na lang tagpadag Christmas gift sa ato na pa may post office Tita Miriam. Maybe we can do
yes,
that.
Yes, Tito Oscar.
Okay. Send our love through mail or mga gifts na lang. Di ba mas maayon kung kwarta ipadahan makapalit sila kung sila gusto.
Yes, Tito Oscar. The kids in girl and boy land will have a jubilee. He's gonna build a toy land all around the Christmas tree. So you better not pout, better not shout, better not cry, better not sigh. Telling you why, like Santa Claus is coming. I mean the great big man with the snow white beard. Santa Claus is coming to town. I'm dreaming
tonight of a place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a long road back, I promise you I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light is. I'll be home for Christmas if only in
is coming to a close, and we rejoice as we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Sometimes we get swallowed in a sea of worries, emotional burdens, fears, and unnecessary anxieties. But the birth of Jesus has brought us hope, peace, and most of all, love. However, with the current uncertainties that the world is facing, we get drowned in our emotions, feelings, and circumstances. Jonah, the man who ran from God. I would like to share with you some reflections on Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. And it reads, "The word of the Lord came to Jonah, saying, set out for the great city of Nineveh and announce to it the message that I will tell you. So Jonah made ready and went to Nineveh according to the Lord's bidding." Jonah is one of the most beloved Old Testament prophets. Why? Perhaps because of the fascinating story of him being swallowed by a whale. This image lends intrigue to one's imagination and is somewhat fairy tale-like. It is a good story and a fun story. But what we may easily forget is why Jonah was swallowed by the whale. It was because he heard God call him to a particular mission in life, and he ran as fast as he could the other way. He did all he could to avoid his calling, but God was relentless. In the end, God won, and Jonah went to Nineveh to preach. The best part is that the people of Nineveh listened to him and changed their lives. Jonah's preaching was, in the end, a great success. Imagine what would have happened if Jonah would have just listened to God from the very beginning. It may have left us with much less of that fairy tale-like story, but it certainly would have saved Jonah and others a great amount of stress. He would not have had to endure the great storm at sea, the wrath, the crew of that ship, the distress of being thrown over the boat, and the experience of being held captive in the belly of the whale for those 3 days. All this could have been avoided if he would have just listened to God from the very beginning. With that said, it is also interesting and insightful to look at the story from another perspective. The truth is that Jonah did endure all of these difficulties. And although we may be tempted to judge him for that and shake our finger at him, we may want to be careful. Why? Because it is entirely possible that God actually allowed him, by an act of his divine permissive will, to go through these struggles for a reason. It is entirely possible, and perhaps probable, that it was part of the wisdom of God that Jonah at first resisted his will. Why would God do this? Most likely for our sake, in that Jonah becomes a great example for us. It seems clear that one of the main lessons from Jonah's life was that God is relentless in his love for us and is relentless in calling us to embrace his will. So Jonah's life and actions become prophetic and teach us a great lesson. God does not give up on us. He does not simply throw us away the moment we turn to him. Instead, our denial of him only makes his resolve to pursue us all the greater. He takes our brokenness. He takes our lack of resolve, our failings and weaknesses, and uses them for his glory and his perfect plan. So today, let us reflect on whether we are discouraged in life or in something that has brought us discouragement, and we feel like we have failed in following the will of God for our life. If so, then this message of Jonah is clear. Let us not give up. Let us not lose hope. God has not given up on his plan for us, and he has not lost hope on us. In the end, we may discover that those parts of our life that seem to be the greatest burden and obstacle for us will be turned upside down by God's grace and become the very source of the manifestation of his glory. So, let us ask the Lord, Lord, never give up on me. You never lose hope. Give me the grace to change. Give me the grace to listen and to respond. Lord, use my weaknesses and brokenness, and let your strength and grace shine through. Viva Señor Santo Niño, Pit Señor! It's only a few weeks to go before we start our Novena Masses and Fiesta for our beloved Señor Santo Niño. Because of the existence of COVID still lurking around, and with our borders still very much open to returning residents and citizens here in New Zealand, we have decided, after consultations with various communities, to celebrate the 9 days Novena Masses and Fiesta of Señor Santo Niño in a smaller scale, so that we could have better and easier COVID tracing or recording. So our 9 days Novena starts on a Thursday, January 7, 2021, and finishes on a Friday, January 15, 2021, on St. Patrick's Cathedral. So check out our website, www.santo-nino.org, or Sinulog in New Zealand Facebook for more details. Our Fiesta celebrations will also be celebrated at St. Patrick's Cathedral on January 16. It is a Saturday. So this January 16, 2021, we have procession, a mini procession. We have a solemn mass, and we will have a mini festival. And we will also have maybe two or three food exhibits on the day. So make sure you put this in your diary. Our beloved Señor Santo Niño, we have an opportunity to give homage to him once again, but this time on a smaller scale. And be assured that each and every Mass from day one will be live streamed from January 7 to January 16, 2021. Every day Mass will be live streamed. So, kita-kita tayo for those who are able to, and for those who can't, you won't miss it because it will all be live streamed. Viva Señor Santo Niño, Pit Señor!
Viva! Viva! Viva!
Papa, Misa, buong Pilipinas, buong
Are you patient? Both patience and impatience are born from a struggle from within your will. I would like to share with you an article entitled The Miracle of the Mighty Chinese Bamboo. It all begins with a seed and the vision of someone who was willing to wait. A Chinese farmer, usually struggling to survive and provide for his family, plants the seed and sets his hope and vision on all it will provide when it towers 90 feet above his head. With a heart toward the future, he digs hole after hole, plants the seeds, then begins their care. Day after day, he carries water to the spots he has marked. And because it is human nature to want to see results, he carefully inspects the spots where he planted the seeds every day. Nothing. Knowing he had to feed his family, he plants other crops, carefully sown around the spots that contain the real hope for his future. He continues to water them every day, feeding them carefully and watching. Nothing happens. The other crops sprout within weeks, providing nourishment for his family within months, but provide nothing for the future. These crops will not make his dream come true. They will simply provide for the present. The Chinese bamboo seeds contain all his hopes, his dreams. A whole year goes by, nothing. He continues to hold water. He stares endlessly at the spots, but sees nothing but barren ground. His hopes, his dreams, seem so very far away. There is no evidence of life. Has the seed rotted? Has it died before it has a chance to grow? Another year goes by, nothing. His neighbors, those who don't know and believe in the miracle of the Chinese bamboo, laugh at him. They mock his vision for the future. They look on him with scorn as he hauls buckets of water to the spots. Then he begins to question himself. Is he pouring water and his life's energy into something that will reap no reward for him? Another year goes by. Still nothing happens. 3 years of pouring water, energy and hope into the Chinese bamboo. Nothing to show for it. Yet he has heard of the miracle of the Chinese bamboo. He has heard of the huge rewards that come to those who believe. One day he stands over the spots and he cries his frustration and fears. The spots reveal nothing. The barren ground, seeming to mock him, yet the wind whispers hope to him. He sighs and he holds yet more buckets of water. Another year goes by, still nothing happened. 4 years. 4 long years of hoping, wishing, and diligently tending his dream. Surely the miracle should happen now. His neighbors have quit laughing. They no longer care, yet they talk quietly among themselves of the farmer who is not quite right. At this point, the farmer is not even sure. Yet he has fallen into a habit, so he continues to water the spots. He continues to feed them. It is simply what he does now, with no knowledge of reward, just a simple, now unspoken hope that life resides beneath the spots he so carefully tends. Another year passes, nothing happened. 5 years. 5 long years. The farmer is tired. Tired of howling buckets. Tired of growing and tending so many other crops to feed his struggling family. Tired of trying to keep his dream alive. Tired of seeing no results day after day. He stares hopelessly at the spots. There cannot possibly be life after so many years. He must have watered them wrong. He must not have fed them correctly. If only he had done things differently, there would be growth. Despair rocks his soul. 5 years he has poured into this dream, into his hope for a better future. His dream mocks him. The vision of a better life for his family melts away under harsh reality. Tears fill his eyes as he grabs for the last hope residing in his soul and slowly lifts the bucket to pour water on his dream. After 5 years, he realizes it would be folly to give up. Then comes the morning when the whole village is jolted awake by the cries of joy from the farmer. They watch, startled from their windows, as the farmer runs down the dusty road, calling his family to come and see. As his family races back up the road after him, the rest of the village pours from their houses to see what has this crazy farmer so excited. They find a family clustered around the spots, talking excitedly. From the edge of the road, they can see green sprouts thrusting out from the barren ground. They seem to be growing before their eyes. The farmer is dancing. "The miracle has happened," he cries. "The miracle has come." The spots become the place for everyone in the village to come, watching in amazement as the bamboo grows and grows and grows. 5 feet, 10 feet, 20 feet. It went up to 40 feet, to 60 feet, to 80 feet, and 90 feet, 90 feet high. In just 6 weeks, the bamboo has grown 90 feet tall. 5 years of nothing, and now this, 90 feet in 6 weeks. It is truly a miracle. The farmer stands to the side. He is aware all his dreams have come true. The harvest of the bamboo will provide all he dreamed of for his family. The bamboo that will replace is harvested, springing forth from the deep roots forming during the last 5 years, will provide for generations to come. He also realizes the lessons he has learned are far more valuable. He learned to plant a dream. He learned to do the daily things that would make it a reality. He learned to ignore those who said it could not happen. He learned to push past his own fear and doubt and keep taking action. He learned to have faith when there was no reason to have faith. And now he smiles every time he walks through the village. Everyone is howling buckets of water to their own spots. And gazing over at this towering 90 feet tall bamboo, they know what can happen. Because of him, because of his willingness to blaze the trail and make his dream come true. Well, what about you and me? What are we willing to do to make our dreams come true? How long are we willing to work? How long are we willing to take action? How long are we willing to push past our fears and our doubts? How much faith and belief are we willing to have? I hope your answer is one that will help achieve all that you can dream of in life. And as you continue to dream, do so, knowing that someone believes in you. Someone believes in you enough to make sure you understand the life lesson in the miracle of the Chinese bamboo. Because they believe you can create miracles in your life. Yes, these things can happen if we have the patience to wait on God to make miracles happen. We hope you enjoyed and were inspired by this life lesson. The one who always realizes our hopes and our dreams. Viva Señor Santo Niño, Pit Señor, thank you for the little miracles that you perform in our life, and oftentimes big ones that we are not even aware of. Viva Señor Santo Niño, Pit Señor. Let us once again give homage to our beloved Santo Niño from generations to generations. Our beloved Señor Santo Niño has been journeying with us, and it comes to 500 years in 2021. So on January 7, a Thursday, we start our 9 days novena to Señor Santo Niño at St. Patrick's Cathedral. January 7, 2021, starts 6:45 with rosary, followed by novena and mass at 7:30. And yes, we do our Sinulog dance offering each and every night. And each and every night is live streamed for those who are not able to join us for perhaps medical reasons, or those who are conducive or have immune, weak immune system. So this is January 7, 2021 to January 15, 2021 at St. Patrick's Cathedral for the 9 days novena. Also, our fiesta celebration for our beloved Santo Niño will be held at St. Patrick's Cathedral, January 16, 2021, that is a Saturday. We have procession at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, the solemn mass, and we will have 2 to 3 food exhibits, and we have a mini festival on the day. So do put it in your diaries, or go to www.santo-niño.org or Sinulog in New Zealand Facebook. Viva Señor Santo Niño, Pit Señor. The liturgical dance preparations are ongoing. The next practice is December 22 from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at St. Benedict's Crib. So be there. For any queries, any further information, call Tito Oscar 027-570-1139 or Tita Miriam 027-4875-428. Viva Señor Santo Niño, Pit Señor! Salamat sa imong tanang grasya, salamat sa imong gugma, kaayo, kaluoy, salamat sa imong pagproteksyon kanamo. Viva Señor Tan Santo Niño! Show is about to finish. We do hope that you enjoy the articles that we shared with you tonight, a message of hope, which is what Advent is about, and which is what the birth of Jesus is about. And as we await the coming of 2021, where we celebrate 500 years of Christianity in the Philippines, let us continue to pray and hope that our birthland will be back to normal soon, as well as our homeland, New Zealand, and the rest of the world. Viva Señor Santo Niño, igampo mo kami, Pit Señor.
Viva Señor Santo Niño.
So, viva, Tito Oscar, viva. I think our show is about to finish now.
Yeah,
if you want to review the reflections that we shared with you tonight, after 1 hour, the program will be on the website www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word. Or you can just search in Google Pilipinas Mabuhay Radio Program, okay? So take good care of yourselves. Merry Christmas to each and everyone. We love you. We will keep you in our prayers. And do pray for us too. We will pray together for a better new year in 2021.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Kita Miriam, ay sa kalimti, bitara para sa Simba Ugma.
Yes, we have a mass at the Good Shepherd Parish Balmoral Tagalog Mass at 11:30. The Simbang Gabi is ongoing as well. And there will also be Tagalog Mass 11:30 on December 25 and January 1, 2021. You are listening Pilipinas to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet
FM. Okay. Mga kaigsunan sa kahanginan, mag-kanis si Tito Oscar, magpasalamat sa inyong pagpaminaw sa itong programa. We have to say goodbye for now and see you next Saturday.
Yes.
Kita Miriam.
Okay, yeah, you do take care of yourself. Have a lovely Christmas celebration. This is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar saying to you,
Pilipinas
mabuhay.
Apat na bagong tatlong sakong bigas, dalawang payo, at isang basketball na bago. Kasampung araw ng Pasko, binigay sa akin ng nobya ko. Sampung inaanak, siyam na case ng beer, walong lechong baboy, pitong perding una, anim na sopa, limang pulang logo. Yes, yes, yo. Apat na bagong tatlong sakong bigas, dalawang payo, at isang basketball na bago. Kalabing araw ng Pasko, binigay sa akin ng nobya ko. Labing isang tuta, sampung inaana, siyam na case ng beer, walong lechong baboy, pitong perding una, anim na sopa, limang pulang logo.